You're listening to Vatican Radio. A delegation of Argentina's top Jewish leaders are in the Vatican this week to celebrate the annual Day of Jewish-Catholic Relations, traditionally marked in a number of European countries on January the 17th. The annual celebration was first introduced in Italy in 1990 to remember the Jewish roots of the Christian faith, to celebrate the dialogue with Judaism that's been going on since the Second Vatican Council, and to further encourage dialogue through practical activities. Rabbi Abraham Skorka, who worked very closely together with Cardinal Bergoglio when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, is heading the delegation of Jewish leaders who met privately with the Pope on Thursday. Rabbi Skorka is also giving a talk at the Pontifical Gregorian University on the progress made in Catholic Jewish dialogue over the past 50 years, focusing especially on his Latin American perspective. But just how much can this close friendship between the Pope and the rabbi help to further the wider relationship between Catholics and Jews in different parts of the world? I put that question to Father Norbert Hoffman from the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Judaism.
The Day of Judaism, or Day dedicated to Judaism, is celebrated in Italy, Poland, and in Austria and Netherlands the 17th of January. So tomorrow is this day, and today we have another occasion to celebrate the relationship between Catholicism and Judaism, because a Jewish delegation from Argentina is coming to see Pope Francis. They will have lunch together at Casa Santa Marta in a very, let's say, friendly atmosphere. And then in the evening at the Gregorian University at 6 o'clock, Rabbi Skorka, who edited a book with Cardinal Bergoglio, he will have a talk at the Gregorian University.
How important is this strong personal friendship between the Pope and the rabbi in terms of the wider dialogue?
Yeah, you must understand that Rabbi Skorka, they had a TV program, they produced this book, they were in a permanent contact, so it's a deep friendship between Pope Francis and Rabbi Skorka. And Rabbi Skorka is bringing all the important Argentinian Jews now to introduce them to the Pope. And let's say it's a stimulus, of course, for the situation in Argentina and Latin America, but also on a worldwide level, because, you know, the Pope Francis is interested in fostering Jewish-Catholic relations, deepening the relationship, the friendship, and this is one contribution.
Do you think it will be a strong enough contribution to overcome some of the difficulties we've seen in recent years?
Difficulties are always existing. Difficulties are part of the dialogue. But the important thing is that we can speak about these difficulties. And we did that, and we will do that. And let's say the relationship is very strong. So never I had the feeling that the relationship would be in danger by the difficulties.
Pope Francis is also making an important visit to the Holy Land, to Israel, Palestine, Jordan, later this year. How significant do you think will this be in terms of the relationship?
You know, in Jewish tradition, things you are doing three times, they create a real solid tradition. And now the third pope is coming to Israel, John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and now Francis.
So, also Paul VI, the fourth.
Yes, but Paul VI, it was a pilgrimage and he didn't mention the state of Israel. It was not a state visit. So for the Jewish people, Israel is one pillar of their identity. So it's very important that the pope is visiting Israel. And Pope John Paul II visited Israel. Benedict XVI, 2009, visited Israel. And now Francis. It becomes a solid tradition. So also the next pope has to go to Israel, so the Jews are very happy.
What do you think we can look forward to, perhaps, during that visit? What will be, perhaps, the major moments?
You know the personality of Francis. He's a spontaneous person, and he likes being among the people. So we can expect some really, let's say, significant gestures.
What else, if you're looking ahead to 2014, what else do you think will be the important moments in the Catholic-Jewish dialogue?
The important moments is, of course, the visit of the Pope to Israel, then that the Pope is receiving Jewish delegations here, that we have an ongoing dialogue with a Jewish umbrella organization for the interreligious dialogue, that we have an ongoing dialogue with the Chief Rabbinate in Israel, and the relationship in the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, the relationship improved really, and we can be very happy and thankful to God about this.
My thanks there to Father Norbert Hoffman from the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews.